Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. Now, here's a twist on an old indulgence, a beer that claims it's actually good for you. We've seen beer makers tout natural ingredients and lower calories before, but brewery Sufferfest Beer Company is touting ales with, yes, nutrients in them. The beer maker says its brews, which it calls, no kidding, wellness beers, can help athletes recover from a marathon or a long day on the slopes. Bon Appetit magazine reports that Sufferfest's FKT Pale Ale has as many electrolyte salts in it as common sports drinks. Bon Appetit isn't saying, but you know the brand name synonym for, quote, common sports drink, right? It's Gatorade. And that's exactly the point, according to brewers who have taken up the cause of providing sorta healthy beers to athletes who love repairing to slopeside bars at the end of a long day. Sufferfest and its competitor Zealous Beer Company say their brews have lower alcohol content than do premium craft beers. And these frothy drinks include ingredients that at least sound good for you, like bee pollen and chia seeds. So athletes don't need to feel as guilty as usual about their post-race indulgences. Some have even dubbed these brews recovery beers, which seems somehow sort of circular. Sufferfest and Zealous are competing against each other, but they're also up against mainstream beers and craft-brewed IPAs that don't come with a side of wheatgrass. Whether positioning themselves against Gatorade actually spurs sales or not is a question for beer industry statisticians. Until then, the market is deciding. And judging by the recent acquisition of Sufferfest by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, it's deciding that there probably is a market for people who will ditch their Gatorade for a good pale ale and feel righteous about it. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know, with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.